back in my day, when I wanted to talk to my best friend, I didn't use my silly phone or whatever you guys use. I'd walk 5 miles to walk to his house and say, "What's up, David?" and then go back home.
Okay, boomer.
What's up, warriors? Welcome back to another episode. This one's going to be titled, Okay, Boomer.
The newest meme all over the Instagrams, the Facebook.
The Instagrams, the Twitters, all that stuff. It originated on TikTok, actually, which is a app that you can use for lip syncing or for selfies or for doing animations. And it's honestly a really cool app. And it's the next Vine, if you really think about it. For those of you who, for those of you who remember Vine, it was an app where people can take short clips of themselves doing something hilarious or ranting about something and post it, and people would like it. They get to view it and comment on it, to, you know, share their feelings. But that got taken over and Vine is no more. But then years later, we have TikTok, which was once the Musical.ly app. But once it was bought by another company, it was changed to TikTok, and it is radiating a bunch of Vine energy. And you just get all this nostalgia because it's just like, wow, this is like, it's the same feeling for when I had Vine. And now people are being funny, they're being original, all the content on there is great. I mean, it is a really good app. But originated a meme, we have the Okay Boomer.
Okay Boomer.
It was talking about this man, this white-haired man. I guess we can call him a boomer. He looks like he could be a boomer.
I would like to just point out this simple fact, and this does relate. As you said, okay, boomer, my okay Google assistant popped up.
Well, you know, your Google's a boomer, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Actually, I have no idea how long. Google's been a thing for a minute. Yeah, Google's a boomer. We'll call it a boomer. But with the white-haired individual who was speaking about how Gen Zs have this thing called Peter Pan syndrome, where we do not want to grow up. We want
Peter Pan's.
We want to stay forever young. And this female, why'd I say this female? Why'd I do that? This woman, she duetted his video writing on a sign and holds it up, and it just says, "Okay, Boomer." And so that now that has just become everyone's response to any baby boomer. And, you know, for those of you who are like, "Oh, well, what's boomer? What's okay boomer?" Boomer is referring to the baby boomers. Boomer. Now, the baby boomers, first, when you have to be born within a certain time frame. So if you were born from 1946 to 1964, you'd be around the age 55 to 73. You are a baby boomer. That is when you were born. So we're taking boomer from baby boomer and just saying, okay, boomer. Sounds a lot more, it sounds better than just saying, okay, baby boomer.
Okay, baby.
And okay. Okay, baby. Okay, baby. But boomer, yeah. So we're just going to call you guys boomers now. And to me, I don't use it in a derogative way. I just say, okay, boomer. I find it funny. The saying, find it funny.
That's where it actually comes down to a very thin line with certain people, because now people are actually taking this as a little slur against old people, which...
Yes. A few baby boomers are taking a lot of offense to this. And they're even famous baby boomers, you know, they're verified on these social media platforms, are talking about how baby boomer is the N-word of ageism, and uh-oh, there's no excuse for being a bigot. And I love that, because you can just go, okay, boomer. It's the perfect response to anything they have to say, and I like that. And again, I'm not using it to be insulting. I'm not using it to, you know, degrade you as a human being or for when you were born. It's just something we get to say. And there are a couple of baby boomers, and I'm not saying all baby boomers are like you young kids, you little children.
Munchkins.
You munchkins. But some of them will talk about Gen Zs or any generation after them in a very negative way, saying
Alpha generation,
Gen Alpha. We're not getting into that yet.
Oh,
but
God.
But I've had some baby boomers come up to me and talk about how you guys are the problem. And I'm just like, all right, well, okay, boomer. So there's nothing else I can really say. We can always spat about, you know, what they've done, about how they literally decided to have a bunch of children after the war. So, like, you know, good for you on, you know, causing the problem. And now we honestly aren't doing that much to solve it. But you can't just put the blame on us. So, okay, boomer is a very, I just like it. So,
you just like it.
I just like it. Just saying okay, boomer, just, it doesn't really, it doesn't solve anything, but it's just a funny feeling saying okay, boomer, and then just, you know, listening to them just go, what? No excuse for being a bigot. No excuse for being a bigot. How, it is not a slur. In my point of view, saying okay, boomer is not a slur. Now,
I thought we didn't get into opinions on this show. Welcome back to another episode of Drama Alert Nation.
Drama Alert. What is up? Drama. I'm not doing that intro. That's.
What is up?
No. But what is?
I'm your host.
What is your opinion on baby boomers? And saying okay, boomer, as a retort.
I mean, my grandmother is in that age, and I actually found it funny because I actually introduced that to her. She was laughing her happy self off. Like, she came to my studio one day at my home studio. I was working on this song for a solo album that I've been working on, and I swear to you, she came down. She said, "If you don't turn that noise down," I remember back in the day where the only band equipment that we had was a saxophone and a drum kit. I looked at her and I said, "Okay, boomer, listen."
And also another thing that people get confused is who is a baby boomer and who's not. I've had people
it's your age.
Talk to
it's also when you were born.
Okay, listen here. Oh, you know that we can be called Zoomers.
Yeah, technically we're Gen Z.
We're Zoomers. Technically, we are Gen Z, dude.
If you want to know how old we are 28.
28 is actually past the Gen Z generation.
Look, listen here. Listen here, buddy.
But yeah, we can be called Zoomers. So if Boomers are so offended by saying, okay, Boomer, just be like, okay, Zoomer. That's honestly, we can just go back and forth at that. But to just say that it is a slur and that we shouldn't be doing that and we're hurting their feelings for saying, okay, boomer, I honestly, that is not very...
How would Jordan Am react to this?
Jordan Am would just say, okay, boomer, over and over again.
Like he already did on his Fortnite channel.
He said, okay, boomer?
Yeah. Look, I'm not even gonna lie. Current status on Jordan, because if I don't know if anyone has paid any attention to that guy whatsoever in a long while. Jordan Am, he keeps up on all the memes. And literally, I text him. I say, hey, man, we should play Fortnite. He called me a boomer. I said, listen here, pal.
And again, the thing about that, saying, okay, boomer, you have to be careful with that.
Be accurate.
Be accurate. You can't call anyone a boomer. Like, if someone is 18 years old and you're like, okay, boomer, just like, that makes no sense. Be like, okay, zoomer. Because if you want to call a baby boomer a boomer, then they'd have to be between the ages of 55 and 73.
My box of cereal is coming in. Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, now my mother is not a boomer. She is a Gen X. Between the ages of 40 and 54.
The lost generation.
The lost generation. The lost generation is the lost generation of 1914, Brian.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Gen X.
What?
Gen X, yes.
Gen X is known as the baby bust.
No.
No.
It's the lost generation.
The lost generation. It's 1890 to 1915. 104 to 129 years old, Brian. That's the lost generation.
Is Gen X the lost generation? Sorry, I have to ask Google this.
Gen X is the baby bust.
Keep talking so this doesn't get blank airspace. Come on, keep talking. Come on. Keep making fun of me.
Okay, well, I am going to make fun of you.
So what's ailing Gen X is the workplace. They are the forgotten generation.
They're the forgotten, not the lost generation.
Lost and forgotten are similes. If you go to the thesaurus, it even states that lost and forgotten.
Do you call them similes?
Synonyms.
Wow, all right.
My English teacher has taught me a lot. I'm sorry, Ms. Duguid.
The lost generation and the forgotten. It's one thing. You can be lost and remembered, but you can be forgotten but not lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not the same thing. It can be the forgotten generation. It's technically not the forgotten generation, because based off how old you are or how or when your parents had you, your mom or your dad can be a Gen X. My mom's a Gen X. And I thought my oldest sister, I thought she was a millennial, but she's not. She hasn't reached that part yet.
Your sister's a bicentennial. You said your older sister?
My older sister was born in 1998. She's also a Gen Z.
Yeah.
Gen Zs are 1995 to 2012, and millennials are 1980 to 1994.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'd be cool if my sister was a millennial. I'd be like, okay, millennial, millennials, Generation Y, Gen Next? I find that funny. I'm reading this off a page, by the way. Gen Next.
Gen, what's next?
Gen, what's next? Gen Z.
Can we talk about, like, the newer, like, generation that was just, like, announced, like, Gen Alpha?
Gen Alpha is the current or, you know, newest generation derived from the Gen Z.
Gen Alpha is the one that created Fortnite's revenue.
Yes. yes, and yes. Gen Alpha, if there you know someone between the ages of 1 and 6, that's a Gen Alpha right there. Alpha. It's interesting to call it Alpha, because what comes after Alpha? Omega?
No, dude.
What comes after Alpha?
Alpha is Beta, dude. It goes from Alpha, Beta, Continuance.
First of all...
They're going by letters! They're going by letters! Literally, we made it to Z, now we're going to double A.
Double A?
Yes.
No! We can't just... No. How about we just go Gen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11...
That doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
What is this, Dragon Ball?
Yes. Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen 4, Gen 5, Gen A, Gen AA, Gen AAAA, Gen AAAAAAAAAAA. Don't forget about that generation. Oh, and also don't forget about Gen A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know?
Yes. My bad.
Thank you for that. Looks like we had a caller, but we lost them, so we won't be taking any callers today. We can have another caller up here. Oh, what is that? Another caller? Do you hear the phone ringing? Ring, 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 ring. Oh, thank you. oh my God, someone is calling. Let's pick up the phone here. Why do I feel like that's my phone? No, that is not my phone.
Hello, welcome to the special halftime interview. Today I have a question to ask you. How do you feel about the topic of Boomer?
Please, take your time.
Did you hear me, miss?
Well, it looks like we are losing her.
Do you hear me? Over?
Okay, over and out. Thank you for that, DJ King, but unfortunately, I don't think she's going to be answering the phone anytime soon.
Wait. Hey, can you hear me? Miss, we have to ask you a question.
I think it's time we bring this podcast to a close.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We have a couple other things to talk about.
Like
no,
what?
Like... Look, I know this whole conversation has been about the new generation, but we might as well just go ahead and go into the newer generation of movies and stuff. Like, can we talk about Sonic the Hedgehog real quick?
Oh, yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog has his animation style, he's been reworked. He looks more like Sonic than the other thing was
a failed Transformer.
That was a nightmare. That's what that was. But yeah, I think it was one of the first times that
a movie production actually took the time
they
to fix
actually
it.
Took the time to fix it.
Our
they,
caller is calling back.
They listened to the fans. Hello? And reworked Sonic, and Sonic looks so much better.
Okay, wait, we got our caller.
All
right.
Yes?
All right, we have one question to ask you. What is your opinion on the... Calm down. Are you here with us?
Yes.
Okay, quick question. What is your opinion on the phrase, okay, boomer?
What?
What is your opinion on the phrase, okay, boomer? Do you believe it to be a slur, or do you believe it just to be a funny meme?
That is a funny meme.
All right, thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for that. Our caller has spoken. They have decided it is just a funny meme. So next time, if you are a baby boomer and you hear the phrase, okay, boomer, maybe do not take it the wrong way. Because honestly, a lot of people who are saying, okay, boomer, are just saying, okay, boomer, just to say, okay, boomer. They're meaning it to be a joke, because a lot of people are just saying it for no reason. Now, if you get into like a little argument with someone and they say, okay, boomer, then I can understand if you were to take offense to it, because it's like, wow, how are you just going to call me a boomer? But it's fine. It's honestly just a joke, and we don't really mean anything by it. I don't.
All right, I'm going back to the topic of Sonic, because I don't know what traced us back to that other than that phone call. You look so upset over there.
Well, no, I'm waiting for you. Go talk about Sonic.
All right. So, I believe it's Paramount Studios. No, I don't think. Who's making Sonic right now? Other than Sega Genesis. Who made the movie? Empty Airwaves. So, this is the first ever time that a movie company has ever listened to the reviews.
Yes, after the original design for Sonic, a lot of fans were upset because they thought it looked nothing like what they were expecting it to be. It wasn't all that great. Like, actually, a fan made a better version of Sonic than they did.
Yes, they did.
And they were like, wow, even this guy who's not even in the production is just like, wow, look, I can make Sonic better than you can. So then they took the time to reanimate him, make him better, and you got this beautiful design for Sonic, and it's a great thing. Actually, it's actually making people excited for this movie.
I think what I'm most excited for about this movie is actually seeing Jim Carrey enter inside a movie after so long.
Jim Carrey. You know, my girlfriend thought that Jim Carrey had died and reincarnated as someone else. Adverse, because it's been a minute since we've seen Jim Carrey in a movie, and he plays Dr. Eggman, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Plays Dr. Eggman, and I already know he's gonna play that part beautifully just from the trailer.
Uh huh.
So, with that, we're gonna leave you with Sonic and the new design to him. We also gonna leave you with this thought about baby boomers. If you think it's something that we shouldn't be saying because it's being you're. What would I say? I was going to say being a bigot.
Man, I don't know why. When you first said that the first few times, I'm like, are we going to use some good dialogue here?
Honestly, no. If you think it's offensive, then you do you. But if you think it's funny, again, you do you. Because honestly, I just say it to be funny or just something I'd want to say because it's a new meme and I love memes. So with that in mind, thank you for listening. DJ King, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say you guys have a good rest of your day. This is DJ King signing out.
And this is DJ Mike. Thank you for listening.